Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone. It's 38 Special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Enico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website. You can find his books there, including the crowdfunding book. I encourage you to find out. All of his eBay books are there. His blogs are there where you can read the outstanding articles he writes. He's helping us with some year-end tax and accounting and legal issues. And Cliff, something we said at the end of this last segment
was incorrect, and we want
to make sure we correct this.
Yeah, I got to put a correction up, Jim. I misspoke on something. The deadline for filing for subchapter S corporations is not going to change next year. It's going to be March 15th. So that means, just to summarize, partnerships, LLCs, and S corps are all going to be March 15th. C corporations are moving to April 15th.
That's what changed. The partnerships and LLCs used to be April. Now they're March. Up there with S's. Is that as of for the 2016 filing or 2017?
This is for hang on a second.
I think it's this year.
I believe it's for this year too. Yeah, that's why I'm concerned that people know about this. Talk to your accountant about this because you may not have as much time as you used to have, especially if you have an LLC. To get your
but I like the way it is now because I always file an extension. We always do ours at the end, and so that means my S corp has to file a return by September 15th, and my personal is done by October 15th, and I like having the deadline 30 days before for the company.
Yep.
God made deadlines for a reason, Cliff, didn't he?
That's right, man. That's right. Well, they've also changed some of the extended deadlines, too, but we'll talk about that more when we get into March and April right now.
Right.
I don't want to burn too many brains.
What are some other things? How about some other retirement stuff we can do at the end of the year?
Well, take as many legitimate deductions as you think you can. I mean, that's always the trick. You know, so have a year-end party. Maybe give some bonuses to your employees.
But you got to have the cash, though. You got to have the cash to pay it.
You got to have the cash. Yeah, right.
But you can also put it. But anybody, what we do, we find, and even if we have the cash, we don't use our cash. We put it on a credit card if they'll take it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, but keep in mind, though, that if somebody sends you a check and the check arrives before December 31st, you can't wait to cash it. You have the income in 2016. You can't just sit on it for a few days and deposited on.
Wait a minute! How do they know when it arrived? We lost the envelope. If I don't open the envelope till January, what if I'm on vacation?
If you're like me, it all goes to a mailbox, and you just don't look at the mailbox for a few days. You know,
right, that's the ticket. Yeah, that's right.
We can't suggest these things, Jim. You know how it is. We're just having fun.
I know. Mr. IRS Commissioner.
Don't any of you out there listen to what we just said.
Just having some fun here. No, move along. Nothing to see.
And don't any of you go back and re-record and re-listen to that. Don't do that. No archive.
So, all right. What's the last thoughts?
Okay. Last thoughts are this. Sort of an interesting thing. I formed a company. I'm constantly learning from my clients, Jim. A couple of months ago, I formed a small business, tech company, startup company. And the guy, after we did everything, we got him set up, I got his partners all nailed down and all, he asked me, Cliff, do me a favor, you do acquisition work, right? You know, buying and selling companies. I said, yeah. Do me a favor, would you send me over a copy of your due diligence checklist? And I said to him, why? Why would you need that? Are you thinking about buying another company? You're broke after paying my bill. You know, why are you doing this? And he said, no, what I want to do is every year in January, I want to look at this thing and see how I am making progress towards selling my company eventually. I want to use this as a checklist to see, am I doing everything right? Do I have this? Do I have that? Do I need to do a better job there? And he blew me away because when I hung up the phone, I said, you know, that is a great practice. for people to do. There are, you don't have to, if you don't have a lawyer, you can get a lot of these things online. Due diligence checklist for acquisition.
It's also, there's another word for it, Cliff. Business plan.
Yeah, well, precisely.
A business plan is a due diligence checklist.
Yeah, right. Do I have all, but it's a diligence checklist. Do I have agreements with all my employees? Do they have non-competes in all of them?
Right.
Do I have, you know,
policy
checklist? Anybody not a, you know, a workmate for hire? All that kind of stuff. It's a great practice and a good New Year's resolution, I think, for a lot of your listeners. Get a hold of one of these. Take a look at it. If you see, well, wait a minute, I haven't done that. Call your lawyer. Call your accountant.
Why don't you put one of those together and let's do that next time you're here?
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a good,
good call.
We'll go down some things that start up.
Sound like your next column to me, Cliff. Not that you need me to help you with anything like that. Hey, Cliff, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet, buddy.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.